أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Today is 17th of April 2009 and commentary on Dua Nutbe session number 15 And I am doing this video clip for my sisters and brothers in Auckland. And I'm doing it from Tehran. Inshallah, as usual, I seek the help of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam that I'm able to tell something to my sisters and brothers which is beneficial to all of us, including myself. And one day I owe this to you that I tell you that how come what I tell you, that it must be beneficial to me. You might think that I'm saying it, so I know it. But anyway, leave it for later. I owe it to you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah al-lazi hadana lahaza wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Allahumma inna nas'alu ilayka fi dawlatin karima tu'izzu biha al-islam wa ahla wa tuzillu biha al-nifaq wa ahla. وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والغادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فهملنا وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا السلام على آل ياسين Indeed, as usual, At the end of this dua, if you notice, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives us the tolerance and understanding of what we learn. We were discussing last week the issue of ma'rifat Imam alayhi salam irfanically. And I explained to you a few things about it. And we continue on the same lines. And I start with a hadith from Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, which says, "Man kana bazilan fina muhjatahu wa muwattanan ala liqa'illahi nafsahu falyarhal ma'ana." Imam alayhi salam says, "Whoever who wants to give away in us mahjatahu." Muhjatahu is, in Farsi we call it khune dil. In English, I would translate it an equivalent to, I don't really have any word in English for it, an equivalent to all the wants of one's heart, all the wishes and wills of one's heart. And khune dil also, the way we say that in Farsi, that means the blood of the guts. That means, that is when you want something so badly that your guts will be bleeding for it. So that means you do a lot of hard work for it to reach to it. That's why they say the guts will be bleeding. That means there's so much, you go to so much difficulties and hardship to reach to that one. So that's muhjatahu. Or muhjat is that khune dil. So, let's see what Imam says. He says, whoever who gives his khune dil, whose muhjat, those wishes and wills, fina, in us, give them away, in us, وَمُوَتَّنًا عَلَى لِغَاءِ اللَّهِ نَفْسَهُ And is preparing himself for liqa'ullah, to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَرْحَلْ مَعَنَا So come with us. This is Imam talking to companions before reaching to Karbala. So important to notice few things here. One is that Imam alayhi salam says, fina. He says, مَنْ كَانَ بَازِلًا فِينَا مُحْجَتَهُ He doesn't say fi sabilillah. basically we know everything is in the way of Allah. That means fina means in us, fi sabilillah means in the way of Allah. So we do not take it different, and we do understand that everything is and must be fi sabilillah and in the way of Allah. But the Imam called that fina. And also another notion and understanding of this hadith is to give away all our wants of the heart, the things that we burningly wanted, the things that are all our wujud is after that. We all have that type of wants in us. Could be different, could be a mixture of things, and could be a couple of them, could be one of them, and could be a lot of them, that all of the things that we want so badly that our heart is bleeding for it. Our heart is bleeding for it. That's so much hardship we are happy to take to reach to it. When we want to leave that in the way of Imam Hussein, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, the one who leaves this, who puts it aside in us, means in our way, with us, for the sake of us, put those things aside. So that means you have to sacrifice. We have to sacrifice all our wants and wills on the way of Imam. Means then when you have to take, when you take this away from yourself, when we take all of your wants away, when you ignore them, then it's not to say your heart become empty. I mean, there is not such thing that you say your heart become empty. There is no nothing in it, in terms of wants and wishes. It is that you have to want what Imam wants. We have to be after. We have to give. Our heart must be bleeding, going to the same hardship that we wanted for our own wants, now in the way of what Imam wants. That's it. That means you get rid of yourself totally. Give away what you have in your thought, in your mind, in your heart. Go and see what Imam wants, and we have to become like that. So this is what which can bring us to that irfanic knowledge, irfanic ma'rifat of Imam alayhi salam. We have to do that much so that we reach to that type of knowledge of Imam. What is that type of ma'rifat of Imam? Let's again take you back to what I started with on this hadith, that Imam says fina. He doesn't say fi sabilillah. That means in us. You leave everything in us. Keep that with you. Imam alayhi salam says, whoever gives all his wants away fina, in our way. I tell you, remind you of this verse of Quran also. وَمَا خَلَقْتَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ or مَا خَلَقْتَ الْإِنسَ وَالْجِنَّ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أو Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says أو لِيَعْرِفُونَ means we did not create human being and jinn except to worship us. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, you can take this verse apart, aside, and you can replace إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ with إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ, except for, means you can say instead of except to know us, except to worship me, you can say except to know me. Because knowing and worshipping is knowledge, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no way, or as we have discussed in the past, we cannot be worshipping something that we don't know anything about. So it comes first knowing, and then comes worshipping. I read you last week a hadith, you remember? I take you back to that hadith. It was from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which was quickly I read it and I just translate that part, which says, خرج الحسين علي ابن علي الحسين ابن علي عليه السلام على أصحابه فقال أيها الناس إن الله عز وجل ذكره ما خلق العباد إلا ليعرفوه فإذا عرفوه عبدوه فإذا عبدوه استغنوا بعبادته عن عبادة ما سواه فقال له رجل يا ابن رسول الله بأبي أنت بأمي فما معرفة الله قال معرفته أهل كل زمان إمامهم الذي يجب عليهم طاعته. It was quickly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create, it was from Imam Hussain alayhi salam, did not create man except to know him. When once they know him, they will worship him. Once they worship him, they do not worship anybody else, anything else. And somebody stood up and asked Imam, oh Imam, بأبي أنت وأمي كما معرفة الله, what is not knowing of Imam, of Allah? What is معرفة الله? Imam عليه السلام says, knowing all the people of, excuse me, all the people of every era must know Imam of their era. Okay? So Imam عليه السلام, in answering to the question, I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying. This is, as some of you said, I had a comment from you last week on an email that we have to prepare ourselves because from the lecture of last week, which I promised, I start to go into a bit of technicality, so we bring it as we make this session, Friday sessions, into one of our of classes, normal classes, Ma'rifat Nafs classes on a whole. So he asked me, one of you sent me an email and said, we have to prepare ourselves. It seems the things you are talking is stepping up, is going into higher levels. So yes, inshallah, we are all getting prepared to go higher. So listen carefully what I'm saying. Imam alayhi salam, in answering to the questions of what is knowing of Allah, he answers, it is knowing of Imam of your Asr. So this is another thing I want you to keep ponder upon. What does knowing of Allah has to do with knowing of Imam? What does it have to do? I mean, is it not possible my apologies, the camera shut down by itself, so I had to...